gentlemen, here's what we have.
This is why we can't have nice things.
And as the temperatures go up, these stories become more and more frequent. Let us start, though, in Nebraska, the heartland. 25-year-old man, a couple of Sundays ago, has been arrested after attacking his 37-year-old female neighbor and her 7-year-old daughter with a Star Wars lightsaber.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this 25-year-old dude in Nebraska, Aiden White, arrested. He first struck the girl while she was out playing with her friends. Mom confronted him. Then he hit her in the arm with this lightsaber.
Very nice.
Police were called. Aiden admitted to the attack. He told the cops he was upset with the victims because his rent was going to be raised, supposedly because the victims kept a shared thermostat too high. Aiden was charged with two felonies on this one. And by the way, it's on brand. He was arrested two Sundays ago.
Mm-hmm.
May the 4th. Be with you.
Dum, 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 dum.
There are a few things as terrifying as when you see it in the corner of the car. You can't run, you can't hide, or panic. Well, until you do panic. There was a spider lurking around. Well, and this was the case of one woman in Toledo, Ohio. Unfortunately, she didn't pause, pull over, and make good choices. Mm-mm. No, she ran into an overhead bridge support beam, was taken to the hospital, wound up with a broken wrist, not to mention a citation for failure to control her vehicle.
Yeah, but, I mean...
It was a spider.
Saw a spider, so,
yeah,
right? I can't get a lightsaber for that. That's when you need one.
Dum, 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 dum.
Here we go. Let's go to online. Man in his 20s went on social media to ask for advice after his roommate stole a piece of cake that he'd baked from his fridge. The roommate then had a bad allergic reaction, called 911. They hit him with an EpiPen. He recovered. He's fine. Evidently, he has a peanut allergy and didn't realize the cake included peanut butter. The problem is, the man says the roommate who stole the cake is now asking him to pay for the medical bills because the cake and him poisoned him. The guy's threatened to take him to court over this whole thing, and I think we've found out who the true nut is.
Dum, 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 dum.
More proof that big cats, well, may not make the best pets. A guy named Akil Fakhr al-Din discovered this the hard way.
All right, then.
Because he had his very own lion in southern Iraq. The lion then ate him.
Oh.
A neighbor had to shoot it.
Mm.
It's now a movement to investigate illegal wildlife trafficking in the country.
What was that guy's
you
name?
Stop it.
Okay.
That is enough. We're out of view.
Let's go to Maryland right there. We're all trying to get somewhere in this world. And a 28-year-old woman in Maryland was doing just that. She had to go to work on Saturday. Turns out, though, it was Saturday, and there was a street fair going on. And she didn't care. Kai Dewberry Bostick in Laurel, Maryland, halfway between Baltimore and D.C., saw that the police had the street blocked off with yellow tape and stuff like that. And her BMW was on a side street with no way out. So she said, "Can I just get through real quick? I need to go to work."
Yeah.
And said, "No. No. It's a street fair. There's people going everywhere." So she just started driving anyway. Yeah, nobody was injured. Nobody was great or anything like that. I mean, a couple of cones got knocked over or anything, but in one flower stand. Mm-hmm.
Save the flowers. Those are my love language.
And she's not driving anymore, by the way.
She's
not going to get to work anytime soon.
Panicking over TP is so 2020, brah. Well, until it's not. Now, this time, it all boils down to pulp, KB.
Pulp?
Pulp. The world's largest pulp exporter, Suzano S.A., has issued an official warning about supply chain issues for toilet paper. Yeah, of course, we can blame tariffs once again. They say we could be seeing higher prices, and they're now shipping 20% fewer rolls.
Mm. Makes me want to say that guy's name from the story previously.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm kidding. Akil? I would never do that. Let's wind up on the left coast. And in a fairly ritzy area of California here. I think this is just maybe in the Hollywood Hills. Anyway, an Amazon driver on Mother's Day this past Sunday, female Amazon delivery driver, was caught on multiple security cameras for two dirty deeds done dirt cheap.
Excuse me.
Yeah. She appears to defy the TP shortage.
Oh, no.
Issue.
No.
And go number one on one yard and number two on the next one. Both of them making deliveries while, I mean, different ones, like actually ones that were scheduled for that, too. Yeah. This was caught everywhere. She even took a proof of delivery photo of the actual thing. Mm. Not of that thing right there. Anyway, Amazon has confirmed saying that they immediately identified the driver and they are no longer delivering on behalf of Amazon because how dare any Amazon worker stop and take a bathroom break.
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Heather Lee.